Social Security benefits for citizens outside the U.S. The Social Security program offers monthly cash benefits to qualified retired or disabled workers, their dependents, and survivors. Non-citizens authorized to work in the United States are eligible for a Social Security number because many U.S. occupations are covered by Social Security, SSN. Legal immigrants may qualify for benefits in the United States if they fulfill the Social Security Administration's, SSA, requirements for work credits or if they have accumulated a comparable number of Social Security credits via their prior employment. Consulting a Social Security attorney in Sacramento can help you get through the process. Eligibility. Non-citizens who reside in the U.S. might be qualified for Social Security if they are lawful permanent residents, have work visas that permit them to enter the nation, granted entry into the country under the family unity or immediate relative provisions of U.S. immigration law. Non-U.S. citizens need 40 labor credits, or the equivalent of 10 years of employment, to qualify, much like U.S. citizens. If their home country and the U.S. have a totalization agreement, they might be able to combine their U.S. and foreign work credits if they do not have enough U.S. work credits. Non-citizens must be legally present in the country and possess a Social Security number to qualify for Social Security benefits. When applying for an immigrant visa with the U.S. Department of State, non-citizens who wish to immigrate to the United States can apply for a Social Security number in their home nation. They can apply by going to a Social Security office once they have arrived in the U.S. You can consult a disability attorney in Sacramento for detailed information. Receiving payment. Eligible non-citizens living in the United States who apply for Social Security disability benefits will receive them through the same form as their citizen counterparts. If a recipient does not live in the U.S. after retirement, there are restrictions on how much money can be transferred to each organization. If their bank can transfer funds worldwide, those who reside in nations with totalization agreements have no issues getting their payments by direct deposit. However, North Korea and Cuba are prohibited from receiving payments from the Social Security Administration. In addition, there have been problems with payments intended for Azerbaijan, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Moldova, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. The SSA states that it may make exceptions for some eligible persons for this second category of nations. Spouses. Foreign spouses who marry U.S. residents are entitled to benefits. No matter which country the couple is currently living in, the non-citizen is eligible if their home country and the U.S. have an agreement or if they have lived in the U.S. for at least 5 years while married.